Hello, and welcome to the first season 3 trivia episode of Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Caroline.
I'm Avis.
And today we are joined by our two contestants for this round of trivia, Iggy Vittore and Crystal Brown. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yes, I'm really welcome. Excited.
So, Iggy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, goodness. I'm a pothead. It's a chronic condition. I've also been diagnosed with chronically online, aka autism. I've been watching Degrassi since about 2007, and I actually wasn't allowed to watch it growing up because of all of the stuff that was on it. So I binged all of it last year with my partner, and some of those videos you can find in the It's 2024 and Degrassi is Still on My Mind group. Because I did actually record my partner's reaction to JT's death. Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen the show. Even though the show's like 20 years old now.
20 years old, yeah. Which is
really
crazy because I swear I'm
like
22.
Yeah,
that math checks out, Caroline.
Girl math.
Yeah,
that's girl math.
It's crazy how old the show actually is. But yeah.
And Crystal, what about you?
I am married. I have two sons. I've been watching Degrassi since the Next Generation since it came out. I was probably like 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. And I at least try to watch it at least once or twice a year.
Nice.
I think that's it.
Awesome. No, that's like you were there when it was happening at the head of it. I was I was too young to be watching Degrassi when I started watching it. So way too fucking young.
It's so crazy how at this point, you're my contemporary, but at like 20 years ago, you were not. And like that
no,
difference
I was
of
not.
Like your experience with Degrassi as a kid too young to watch it, and mine as a kid who was the same age as these kids.
As the class that were the iconic class, you know?
So,
yeah.
I want to go over the rules, but before I do, I'm really actually very excited because I needed a notebook to keep score. I go in my closet and I find the Lisa Frank notebook that I made for myself for my first semester of college. One of them, the only one left, that I, as it turns out, never used. So this is a virgin notebook, and I have like a calendar from like Dollar General.
Oh my gosh.
I like the racially insensitive banana.
The banana's working it though. Can we talk about how the banana's working it? And the size of the stickers or those stickers or those paint did you
no,
cut them
just,
out? Those are cutouts?
And Mod Podged them. Yeah, it's from a calendar.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's from I thought you said you had a calendar inside. And I was like, that's impressive too. Like you put a calendar.
I took a calendar and I cut it up and I made several notebooks when I started college at 26 years old.
That's so cute to do though. That's a great way to like repurpose stuff. Oh, I love that.
So anyway, let's go over the rules. We are doing four rounds, five questions each. We're gonna do pick a number. We can't do 1 through 10 though, because we've already spilled what our numbers are for that. So we're gonna do pick a number from 10 to 20. Closest will get to start the first round, and then we'll alternate. It's multiple choice. If you get it wrong, the other person does have a chance to answer. And then we'll do a final Jeopardy-style question at the end. Everything for the multiple choice questions is stuff that can be found in the episode. So if you've watched season 3, there's a good chance that even just by osmosis, it'll be there.
Yeah, the multiple choice tends to help you as well. So.
And then the final Jeopardy question is going to be a podcast-related question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I'm pretty good at Jeopardy.
To...
Like, did you ever play Jeopardy in school? Like, did your teacher ever make, like,
a Jeopardy actually, was the best
like a game of it?
It was literally my favorite day.
And competitive, too. Like, you got it got real in there.
Dude, it got real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss those times.
Aren't they?
Like, every teacher did it. Every teacher.
Not to, like, go into the future and be, like, Raven Simone or anything, but I remember on a certain episode of Degrassi, I think it's one of the specials, actually, one of the science teachers actually does a Jeopardy-style I think it's DTM Degrassi Takes Manhattan.
Yeah
That sounds
right.
I don't know why I
remember that at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday, but
it's because you're
strange
fire.
Things happen at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday. Okay,
your synapses are firing, Iggy.
My synapses are firing.
Pick a number from 10 to 20. Both of you.
15.
14. 15. So, Crystal, you're going to start us off with round one, unless you'd like to pass that to Iggy. I guess you should get a choice.
I'll start.
Okay. All right. Let's get this going. Which Degrassi alum... or Degrassi High alum, my apologies, is Spike's midwife? Erica, Kathleen, Liz, or Melanie?
Liz.
Correct.
Iggy, how long did Rick's mom walk the boards at Stratford? 8 years, 15 years, 10 years, or 12 years?
10 years.
Correct.
I just watched it last night.
I was like, oh, he's so cringe. I cannot wait to see what Amos and Caroline say. Oh.
I love that walk the boards at Stratford line.
It's so annoying. It's so like,
you know why?
It's m'lady.
Oh my God. Because it's that kind of douchey theater. I was in drama for like 2 years, and I know that kid. It was so
weird. I was a 4 year, you know.
I probably had a crush on that kid at some point. Like,
I'm gonna be so real. I probably did too.
Probably. We all had to go through our phase of terrible behavior, terrible decision making.
You know what's worse is when you're doing drama at a Mormon charter school, because all of the drama kids there are insane.
In charter school.
That's okay, Iggy. We're gonna have to talk further.
We're gonna have to unpack that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like a suitcase.
I'm sorry.
It sounds like you are also a survivor of a culty education. Love for you. Are we ready to move on to our next question, Crystal?
Okay.
For 1 point. How much money does Snake ask the kids to raise in order for him to shave his head? $350, $300, $250, or $200?
What was the question again? Sorry.
How much money does Snake ask the students to raise in order for him to shave his head? And your choices are $350, $300, $250, or $200. Right before when he finds out he's got the cancer.
I just watched this one. I'm gonna say 200.
All right. Unfortunately, that is incorrect, so we will pass on to Iggy.
Oh, goodness. I would like to say 300.
The answer we were looking for is actually 250.
I was gonna say 250, and then my brain is like, no.
I was gonna say 250.
All right. Ooh, this is a fun one.
Ooh.
What is the name of Toby's chess club? And this question is for Iggy. Is it the Rooks and Knights Society?
Yes.
The Mighty
the Rooks
Chess
and Knights Society. I didn't even let you finish that. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You knew it. You came in, you were confident, and you said, this is the answer.
I told y'all I wasn't coming to play. I told you guys I was not coming to play.
All right. Crystal, this is the last question in this round. What name does Manny randomly choose from the baby book? Gretchen, Maud, Ashley, or Olivia?
Maud.
Yes. All right.
Any kid named Maud knows me too.
Maud Apatow has entered the chat.
Oh my goodness.
So we are coming out of round one, two to two.
This is
already better than our first and second trivia, quite frankly. Season one trivia was a lot of testing bugs. I'm glad that Alika gets to come back, and I hope that
Leslie gets a future
trivia.
Me too, because they were
such a mess, y'all.
They were champs. I feel so bad for them. They were just out here. It's like we threw them no life preserver. Just like, go off the top of your dome, you high person.
Literally. That's why I'm so thankful you guys got the multiple choice rolling. Because I'm like, if I have to do this stoned and in the morning, I'm gonna lose everything. It's not gonna be pretty. But I'm glad that I've retained some information, because I've been watching this show for like 20 years, so it's possible that I did retain something.
It seems like it so far.
I would agree.
Do you want to lead us into round two?
I do. Okay, so that was Iggy's. So now we're starting with Crystal?
No, it started with Crystal. So now we're starting with Iggy.
Oh, it's about the round, not the question. I always get that wrong. Sorry.
Well, it goes that way, too, because Crystal got the last question.
Was it?
Maud.
Maud. Oh, you're right.
Maud.
Okay. Iggy, what movie does Sean ask Ellie to? Annihilation Round 3, Intimidation Round 3, Extermination Round 3, or Elimination Round 3?
B. Elimination Round 3.
Correct. All right. Crystal, what is Kate Kerwin's profession? Banker, professor, travel agent, or realtor?
Realtor.
Correct.
Glad you knew that one.
Iggy. You did.
Well, I didn't know that one.
It's the back and forth. You know,
she doesn't outright. She doesn't outright say it.
You've
got to
listen.
She says she has a day of showings, and I want candy. And as a, I'm a realtor, so
yes,
that makes sense. With as many realtors as we get in this damn show, that does make sense.
You're right. There are kind of a plethora. I mean,
why didn't Joey have Kate sell his house? Oh, because the Craig Ashley drama.
She was busy. She had to go to Degrassi. She was busy. Because
thanks.
Kendrick Lemurray decided to show up.
Kendrick Lemurray. Okay.
I might steal that and turn it into merch.
I've been waiting to make that
Kendrick Lemurray
for 5 days. I've been waiting to get that off for 5 days.
Iggy, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
The way that you're just sitting on gems, just stop. Because I just feel like this is not the headspace I'm in all day. I am just chilling.
But anyway, Kendrick Lemurray, guys. I can't take credit for that. I cannot take credit for that. I saw a picture. Somebody had put a side-by-side of Kendrick and a side-by-side of Rick, and the first thing I thought was Kendrick Lemurray. And the funniest thing is that it works.
I think you can still take credit for that.
I was going to say, I think you can take credit for that as long as that wasn't the caption.
No, it wasn't. It was just
okay,
a picture. It wasn't even caption.
I think that's just your brain.
Somehow.
Okay, so
I'll give you a shout out though, of course,
credits.
Of course.
Okay, Iggy, What does Craig get Ashley for Christmas? A 1977 Sex Pistols tee, a 1977 The Clash tee, a 1979 Dead Kennedys tee, or a 1979 Ramones tee?
Oh, I just watched this last night, but I didn't pay attention to this part. I would like to say... Can I hear A and B again?
Absolutely. A 1977 Sex Pistols tee and a 1977 The Clash tee.
I'm going to go with The Clash.
I'm sorry, that's not correct. We're going to go to Crystal. Did you need to hear the options again?
Nope.
Okay.
Ramones.
Correct. It is the Ramones. All right. Crystal, where does Caitlin travel to begin her HIV AIDS project? Cape Town, Geneva, Zurich, or Munich?
What were the options again? Sorry.
Sure, no worries. Cape Town, Geneva, Zurich, or Munich?
The second one.
Geneva, that's correct.
I was like, wait a second. I just watched this one and I was like, I can't pronounce that right.
Right. You got it. Okay, Iggy. What is the name of the boy who Marco is worried Dylan likes? Sam, Rob, John, or Tom?
Tom.
Tom it is.
Because Spinner calls him Tommy Boy. And I love that movie. Tommy Boy is a great fucking movie.
I love
the that way movie. That our brains work is lovely. I love it. All right, so that concludes round two.
We are still, you guys are pretty close. Crystal has a slight lead with 5. But Iggy, you're right on her tail with 4.
Okay.
All right, we're neck and neck.
All right. Are we ready to start round 3?
Yep.
All right, Crystal. What does Emma catch Jay stealing from the Don? A muffin, a chocolate bar, money from the tip jar, or a magnet?
A chocolate bar.
That is correct. Iggy.
Are you going to tell the manager what you've got in your jacket? God, she's so annoying. I'm sorry. That line, I literally...
You hear it? I hear it in her season 1 voice.
Oh, God, yeah.
She still sounds like a baby mouse.
Her mini Karen era.
Yes.
And what do you mean era? That never ends.
Which is weird because Spike doesn't seem like a Karen. Where is Emma getting it from? Like...
Wish we knew.
Maybe it's her version of rebellion.
Ugh. Can we rebel against something that doesn't involve being a weenie?
Iggy.
Yes.
How many weeks of Saturday detention does Sean get? 10, 8, 12, or 6? I am sorry, that is incorrect. Crystal, do you need to hear the answers again?
Yeah.
10, 8, 12, or 6?
Is it 10?
It is not. The answer we were looking for is 8.
Okay.
Crystal, again.
I knew it had to be 8 or 10.
What?
I knew it had to be either 8 or 10.
He's
got such a hard-on for those Saturday detentions.
Literally.
And that episode always reminds me of The Breakfast Club.
But you know why, though? Because that's his only sweet ball time. That is his only time for the sweet ball. So he has keys
to the school anyway. Like, he can be there on a Saturday on his own.
I like it.
Mason, he's really not happy unless he's punishing someone.
He's giving, hater. Sideline hater.
Quan and Manage have a secret after school fuck them kids club.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
They might. She started it, and it was just her for a long time. Then he wandered in one day.
It was her and Sheila.
And then he just wandered the fuck in one day. Sheila as the Degrassi Diaries. She sees all.
Oh my goodness.
That is really good.
All right. Oh.
That's good.
Wait, can I ask a question? Because I forgot his name. Who is the name of the guy that Paige has a crush on in the driving episode?
The teacher, Mr. Falcone.
Yeah.
Mr. Falcone, thank you. Thank you. Because I was sitting here trying, I kept coming up with Gonzalez, and I'm like, wait, no, that's the woman. What is his frickin' name? Oh, it was bugging me. Thank you, Mr. Falcone and his Taiwan family. Oh, man.
All right, Crystal. What Christmas carol is Caitlin whistling while she's taking her letter to Joey's house? Jingle Bells, Joy to the World, The 12 Days of Christmas, or Santa Baby?
What are the options again?
Jingle Bells, Joy to the World, The 12 Days of Christmas, and Santa Baby.
Is it Jingle Bells?
It is Jingle Bells.
Nice.
I had to think there because I was like, okay.
The thought funk, it's you thought it out.
I was like, okay, I just watched this episode the other day. I was thinking, I was like, okay, what is it?
This is what happens when you come prepared, y'all. This is what happens.
I love that you both were just like, let's get it done.
Honestly, for me, this is the first time my autism is actually useful. My parents are like, why are you sitting in front of the TV? You won't need to know this in 20 years. Joke's on you, Mom.
I feel that way, though. I've collected just a string of random knowledge that really won't come in handy unless I'm
literally
a Jeopardy contestant or a podcast host. I think that they're both pretty difficult jobs.
Oh, I'm going to be so real.
I don't know if I'd ever make it through any qualifying rounds of Jeopardy.
Don't you feel so smart when you're like run a category?
You're like,
I know all of these for some reason. And then for a brief, solid 5 seconds, I am actually smart.
No, actually, I feel that way. I'm like... And it's not like a pop culture, because for me, it's like I always get the pop culture categories. But if it's not a pop culture category and I run it still, I'm like.
That was me the other night with 19th century literature for some reason.
I might have had some skin in that game, you know?
I was dusting them categories.
This is not related to Jeopardy, but I was thinking about game shows with teams, and then that led to this. I don't actually want to do this, Avis, because I would hate it, but we would be a super awesome Amazing Race team.
I was going to say that, Caroline. We would be so good. I would just have to put you over and be like, listen, you know you're stressing me out right now. We are halfway across the world. I need you to read this map. I can't do it.
Oh yeah, good luck.
We have such clear communication that it would work to where.
Let me navigate, we will be good.
I will let you take me anywhere.
Okay.
You can certainly navigate because I'm horrible at it.
Are you gonna eat the gross shit or jump off the things?
I'll probably jump off the things and eat the gross shit, but I'll throw up the gross shit at an appropriate time later.
Yeah, no, puking like, is fine once you're allowed
like,
to puke.
Once I'm away from the table, all bets are off and you know.
Are we doing this?
I feel like we're doing this.
Team Sosterhood, what?
Aren't you guys kind of already doing the Amazing Race to Smoky Fan Fest or whatever.
A little bit.
A little bit. Oh my god, should we build it? Soft launch of the Amazing Race. Like, low-key, we need to do our video that you do, like, hey, what? Like, on the road.
Can we do it, like, really early seasons, though, where it's just a bunch of us, like, posing back to back and stuff?
Oh my goodness.
Like, create our own intro. First of all, the early seasons are some of my favorites. When they've got no budget and they've got those people doing, like, the weirdest shit. It's very, you know, that's on brand for us. Let's do that. Let's do it.
I want to know who's that plays for season one.
Oh my god, no, season one is so... Oh man. Okay, Avis, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Iggy, what is Angela Jeremiah's middle name? Elizabeth, Rose, Grace, or Pearl?
Elizabeth.
Correct.
Angela Elizabeth.
What did I say?
Also, can we talk? Okay, here's my question. Is Joey Jeremiah considered the Peter Parker of Degrassi with his two first names?
I hadn't thought about that.
I didn't think about that either, because does anybody else have two names?
I mean, what do you do, though? Like, it's not, what, are you going to give your kid a first name that's not a first name? Give him a last name for a first name?
just to be different. Keep them on their toes, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
And to finish out this round,
ooh, we moved
Crystal. I know, we're moving. We've gotten so much better with the trivia. It's so much more streamlined now.
I know, it's easier to do like two rounds of it, like two episodes of it more. Like before, it was like, three episodes now we're doing because we have the final, the sudden death.
Crystal.
Yes.
What is the name of the man who loans Ashley her Elvis costume? Donnie, Lonnie, Ronnie, or Sonny? What were the names again? Donnie, Lonnie, Ronnie, or Sonny?
Was it Ronnie?
It was.
I was gonna say, I was like, Ronnie sounds right. Like, thank you to my Ronnie for the suit. Just like,
shout out to, and I'm like, Ronnie?
is that the screenshot this week?
Yes.
Just shout out to my man. Shout out to my man Ronnie for the. That's why you said shout out to my man.
That's exactly why.
I'm just like.
Crystal, do you do the caption contest ever?
I try like to come up with stuff. I know I did like two of them, but sometimes I can't come up with good stuff.
That's totally fine. I hope that like when you can though that you throw them in.
Because I came up with the one with Joey doing the...
Yeah. Oh,
which
okay.
one was yours?
Hey, Ma, look what I can do or something like that.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that.
Yeah.
Because we were...
But I can't come up with stuff like fun things like that.
I'm just chronically online. I feel
like it takes... Sometimes I'm thinking, and then I forget to do it, and then, like, the contest is over, and I'm like,
There's literally... And I feel that. It takes a special kind of brain for that, like, sometimes. And I'm not... I am really... That's why the captions tickle me that you guys come up with, because I'm like,
Oh, I got something.
Where did that come from?
I got one cooking for season four, but it has to be one specific scene. And if
that is
I'm
chosen.
Sure you know the thing I'm talking about, and I'm gonna bring all this shit up. It's gonna be the coldest one I've ever done, and people are gonna
be
like, "Holy shit!"
I
try not to do like the super iconic scenes of the episodes when I can avoid it. Sometimes they're too good not to.
Yeah, I think it was just funny that the Ashley one came up.
The timing that it had.
Were we successful in getting our boy Rick? Because I was praying for that.
We have not managed
that. We have
that
not
yet.
Made it. Yeah, we're trying. We're right, hoping with the right. con, we'll like boost our.
Yeah, he's our we actually reach have another guest planned for yes. or guests rather planned right. for time stand still.
Yes. Okay.
But if we can get, we're hoping to be able to eventually get a Patreon
because
episode with Ephraim, which will come with a free Patreon within a couple
yes,
of months
that's
of
here. And I would love yeah. to pitch just because we will have passed the time stand still episodes. That we get him for the Rick retrospective, because I know we've talked about it on the show of wanting to do retrospective of characters that aren't black hole, but are just phased out, you know, or dropped
yeah.
or whatever. And Rick definitely is not, he doesn't 100% fit in that category, but I think it would be great to have Ephraim on for that. And I think that would be a regular episode, even though that kind of breaks our rule.
Yeah.
Not.
But I think we could do it for him. I think I really would love to get that.
Have you guys watched The Curse of Degrassi?
Don't think so.
Is that a mini?
It's a Halloween mini.
Yeah.
And not to spoiler too much, but a certain queen bee gets possessed by a certain locker that has a certain pair of glasses in it, and we see a returning friend of the pad confront the boy with the glasses. Because he's still hanging around.
We will have to definitely check that out.
Oh, the special opens up with Holly J running through the halls of Degrassi at night in
yes.
fear. Someone is chasing her, and she screams for help. I think I have the only... I need to rewatch that, because unfortunately, and that's coming up for season 4... I feel like the only Halloween mini that I really remember is the one, the zombie one.
One I don't remember. I remember the. I think it depends on where you are watching it at the time. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember The Curse of Degrassi. I don't remember the zombie one.
That one is when Ashley comes back and she has that, like, wavy, long, like, side parted.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's. I think
Emma
that's like season
it.
5. It does have Emma and, you know, semi heavily, but I think Manny leads that one. I love the minis. We also have to talk about how we're going to tackle the minis
yeah.
because they are coming up in season 4 as well, which is awesome.
But I think it would be cool if you like as if that was part of your retrospective. Because that really is the last episode
yeah.
we hear from him. Is
yeah.
that godforsaken mini.
2005.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, we totally will. We're it's season 5, actually. The mini starts season 5. Okay.
You
so we've got
you
another season.
No. Round 4. No, you're good.
Yeah, we're sliding in around
Every
4. Our
I
final round.
That. He just sounds like... He sounds like he's trying to be Paige for some reason to me. Like...
Who?
The mini where he's, like... The mini where Emma is him and he is Emma. It's like he's trying to be Emma in that weird little... You think you know... Like, I'm sorry. I can't get over that. It's so... Oh. I don't know what it reminds me of, but it... gives me the giggles every time I hear it. I'm also high as a kite.
I was gonna say, Iggy, I want some of that. Alrighty, we're sliding on into our final round 4, and we are starting off with Caroline. Help me, because you know things.
Iggy,
we are starting off with Iggy. Iggy, what
yeah.
product does JT advertise? The bomb fries. Finger licking fries, wiki whack fries, or Superfly fries?
Superfly fries.
Correct. Crystal.
Yep.
According to Ellie's detention notes, at what time does Sean steal milk? 9:03, 9:08, 9:17, or 9:12?
What were the options again? You kind of.
Oh, I moved away from, sorry, okay. 9:03, 9:08, 917 or 912?
908?
That is not correct. Iggy, do you need the options again? You're up.
Yes, please.
Jeez.
I was just thinking of myself.
That's how you know.
I still got that one because I have no idea.
Okay.
I need the options.
903, 908, 917, or 912?
917.
We were looking for 903.
Okay. All right.
Never fear.
She writes it in her notebook. 903.
She does. 903. Steals milk.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
All right. So now we are starting. Now with Iggy. Iggy, what meal do Joey and Sydney bring to the Simpson-Nelson household following Snake's biopsy? Chicken casserole, shepherd's pie, seafood jambalaya, or General Tso's tofu?
Seafood jambalaya.
That they do. That sounds lovely. I don't eat seafood, but I feel like that sounds like really a thoughtful thing to bring, not something just, you know, a little bit fancy. Okay.
I've never made jambalaya.
Mm-hmm.
But I have made,
I've never made jambalaya.
I have made, like, a version of it where it's, like, not jambalaya. It would get me killed down south. But it's
lazy.
Canned rice, canned chicken, and Velveeta. And that's my white people jambalaya.
That is not jambalaya, Iggy.
I know that.
Those are almost, like, none of the ingredients required for jambalaya. I think rice is the only thing you did.
No, you could chicken.
But I thought, like sausage is, like, you need, like, sausage, you need, like...
Yep, shrimp.
And that's why
you
call it
like
peppers.
You need the whole trinity.
And it's
going to
be like a gravy, isn't it?
No.
Caroline knows how to cook, guys. I'm thinking of gumbo. I'm thinking of gumbo.
Gumbo is the one with sausage and soup in it. I love gumbo.
Mm.
Oh, no. I don't know. Oh, man. Ava, should we go to New Orleans, too?
Let's travel the fucking country, Caroline.
Yes, Foster Hood of the Traveling Friends. Okay, we have to get back to Trivia.
We have two more questions. We have two more questions.
Crystal's turn.
It's Crystal's turn, yes. Crystal, what is Jimmy's math grade before Toby changes it? 61, 47, 73, or 55?
So, 61?
Correct. Iggy.
Yes.
Where is Angie's skating pageant? Winnipeg Community Arena, Victoria Village Arena, Calgary Public Arena, or Scarborough Gardens Arena?
Pass.
All right. Damn. Beth, has that ever happened?
Know.
We've had I think a Liga passed in the first episode, but I don't
I'm
think
so,
we've had a pass since then.
I'm so sorry, Crystal.
Not since the... Do you want the whole question again, or are you good with this?
Yes, please.
Okay, whole question coming at you. Where is Angie's skating pageant? Winnipeg Community Arena, Victoria Village Arena, Calgary Public Arena, or Scarborough Gardens Arena?
Can I have the answers again?
Yes. Winnipeg Community Arena, Victoria Village Arena, Calgary Public Arena, or Scarborough Gardens Arena? I hate the way I say arena. That's
plot twist. I knew that and did it on purpose.
Is it Victoria?
It is Victoria. Yeah.
See, that wouldn't have been my answer. Congratulations, Crystal.
Yeah. You were like, I didn't have that in me. I didn't know.
I did not have that in me.
That's fair.
Guessed.
I had no idea. I just guessed.
And sometimes that is all you need is a good educated guess. We're all educated, so these are all educated guesses. You know.
Exactly.
I respect the past, though, Iggy. That's a hard one, too, because they don't say it out loud. They just show it like it's an exterior shot.
I never would have got that.
You got it right.
You don't watch these episodes 3-4 times in a row.
Caroline's watching this shit with a magnifying glass, like...
microscope.
Well, and I do that, like, as I'm doing the episodes, and then, like, for trivia, I've gone through and watched every episode... of season 3, like, I went through and I watched once until I had 3 to 4 questions per episode. Then I went back through and, like, watched and tried to get a couple more. Like, it's
very thorough. Very thorough. That's why I let her, because, like, some things are just best that one person handles them, and I think that she's got such a process that she's got it down.
You don't have to Google.
Right.
Or you can't just Google. You can't just Google.
I think, well, right. We agreed on that. Like, we just didn't want it to be like a BuzzFeed quiz. Like, oh, you know, do you know Degrassi? Like, yeah, you probably do because these are easy ass questions. But, like, these are questions that are not easy. And you've got to be paying attention. There are details about the show. And it really does test, like, how well you are even paying attention to things that are, like, being shown to you, which is really cool. I think I love that about the trivia.
The non-Google questions.
The this non-Google questions.
This is just a fun version of media immersion class. Because is that not what Simpson is doing, is trying to get you to pay attention to what's being shown to you?
That is an excellent point. Thank you, Iggy. I take that as a compliment.
It is a high compliment.
So coming out of round 4, Crystal has secured a pretty good lead. We've got 10-7 now.
Okay.
And we have come into Final Jeopardy, which again is going to be, it's going to be a question about one of the hosts. It's something that gets brought up fairly regularly in discussion. And I would say has been brought up since season 1. Okay. Or mentioned since season 1. So with that in mind, if you'll both go into the chat function and type in your wager, but don't send until you're both ready. At the bottom of the...
Yeah, you should have people, chat, and media. Yeah.
Okay. What are we wagering on? Points or...
Yes. Everybody got their available points.
So if you get the question right, you'll get the points. And if you get it wrong, you'll lose the points.
Did we do the post? You probably did the post, like how many points they each have?
Yes. Crystal has 10. Iggy has 7. No, you're good.
Okay.
Honestly, Crystal, that's 10, better Iggy than I 7. Thought I was going to do. Especially high and awake at 10 in the morning. I've been kicking pretty solid at.
You've been, it's slang.
I'll just go with.
You want to sit? All right, fair enough.
I'll just sit.
Fair. So, Iggy then, for 2 points. When Avis was in high school, she spent a few weeks studying abroad in what European country?
I don't know, fam. I'm gonna be so honest. I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Deutschland.
Oh my god, I was... Okay, fun fact about me. I was actually born in a little town in Bavaria.
Oh, that's cool.
I was born in Aschaffenburg, Germany. I'm a combat brat. Yeah, so I was actually born... in a tiny ass town in Bavaria. I actually Googled it last year because I had no idea where it even was. I thought it was a town in Germany. No, it's an even smaller town in Bavaria. Yeah. So I was born in a fucking small ass town in Germany. But I had no, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
You are fine.
So, with that, Crystal, you will be moving on to our final head-to-head round.
Yay!
We will be in touch with that for a couple of weeks. And Iggy, we will be sending you some consolation goodies.
Cool. Yes, we will. I will keep an eye out.
But we got to be careful because you're always such a strong contender for the caption contest, and we only have so much new merch that we can send you before you start getting duplicates.
At this point, just I was gonna say
the whole store, man. Just send me the whole thing. Just... let me try it out. Make me the podcast influencer.
We're
working on it, though, a little by little.
I even think the fact that we have merch is so, it's still constantly cool that, like...
Like, I could be on TikTok promoting you guys 24/7.
I love it.
We will be sending you a little consolation package.
Package poo. Cool. Yeah. I already have your... Is that still the same address to send to? From the caption contest? Cool.
Yes, it is.
All right, you shall get that. And yeah,
thank you both so much.
So excited for you, Crystal. So excited to have you back for the sudden death round. You knew you both knew your shit. With like Crystal, you were like, I'm coming. With the heat, with the silent heat. So yeah. I'm excited for the final show off, the showdown. So we've got our next round of trivia coming up next week. Next week. Come back.
Yeah, we will have Alika and Jessica. What's that, Crystal?
What will I be doing again?
We're going to have... So next week, we are recording another, like, heat of trivia. And then whoever wins that one will come back to battle you out for the grand prize.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah, sorry. No, it's exactly like this, except sudden deathier. The questions are going to be a little bit harder, according to Caroline, because you've beat an opponent to get to the final, and then opponents beat someone else to get to the final, and then whoever wins that will be on the season 4 wrap-up with us. And for an example of how that sounds and like what your role will be, you can listen to the season 3 wrap up that's going to air in a couple weeks with our season 2 trivia winner, Heather. So, yep, that's the prize.
Will it be season 4 then? Or will
it still be season 3.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not, the trivia is still going to be season 3. Okay. It's just going to be harder season 3 trivia.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't have to like binge watch season 4 in like a week.
And no, that's completely a valid question.
Okay. I might send out some like a couple of sample questions to the final rounders just so you kind of have an idea of like the kind of stuff to look for. Even though, I mean, it's the same as this one where it's all sorts of stuff. Sometimes it's a number, sometimes it's something that was only written, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, we will be in touch. Iggy, we will get some goodies out to you. Thank you both so freaking much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
We loved having you guys. It was a blast. And I feel like you both killed it and brought such great energy to the show. So thank you.
Thank you.
Feels like it's been 3 hours and it's only been an hour.
Right? Is that good or bad?
I think it might just be no. I'm really tired and really high. So fair. I'm about to go like, crawl back into bed, actually.
Thanks for listening to Your Mom's Podcast. Join us next week for Trivia Round 2 featuring Alika and Jessica.
Boom. Did it.